Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Just like that.
And just like that, we're back.
We're back in LA.
In LA.
Feeling really happy. I'm in a state of...
You're in a crow state right now.
Yeah.
Your energy is extreme crow vibes.
Sorry.
No apologies necessary.
We're
laughing about it, so it's good.
I came bursting into your doors.
Flying, true crow-like.
Just came in.
Flitting about.
Spreading.
And.
Spreading woe.
I honestly don't understand why I feel better than I would. I think I prepped myself to truly be like in the pits today. Yeah. And I think I just shot my load, way overshot, how bad I would feel, which is actually a great method.
Yeah. That's actually a good tactic for coming back from something really happy and euphoric.
Yeah. Cause AKA I was like, tour. I'm going to want to die tomorrow. I'm going to want to die when I get home. I fucking hate LA.
Home last night?
Yeah. I got in last night. A harrowing flight.
Was it bad?
It was just long.
Did you get a...
Truly, once you go...
Did you get a pod?
No. I was in a cursed window seat. Truly, my neck and shoulders. I'm crunched. My spine, my cervical spine...
It's long.
...has been crunched. I decided to traumatize myself by watching Saving Private Ryan on the plane.
Oh, I mean, it is 8 hours.
Yeah, I was like, this will at least make the time fly, but I was... further harrowed. That movie is
probably the worst plane movie in
Plane movies like that. Or they don't make even movies like that anymore.
Were you an American?
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't JetBlue couldn't didn't
get
have
an upgrade
those
to save my fucking life.
I actually had leg room. Like I was in the exit row, so my
Oh, that's nice.
Like the wall was like as far away as that.
I had extra leg room, but I was also sitting next to a particularly beefy gentleman who was not even fat, just a beef boy. And I was kind of turned on because he was so bald and beefy, but I was also like, get the fuck away from me.
He was a meatball.
I don't want to sit, I want to fuck a meatball, but I don't want to sit next to them on the plane unless I can cuddle into their meatballness and work it into my personal space. But then I was just hyper aware and I went into crunch mode and my body... is keeping the score.
It's also I was 6 hours is a long flight.
So long.
Because I usually...
I
forgot.
Across the world.
You could go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's because now I just fly from Miami to LA, which is only 4 hours.
Yeah, that's the
longest.
Sometimes
even less than 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Hop, skip, and a jump away. But at one point I looked at the person next to me and it said 3 hours left. And I went, fuck.
I know. Holy it felt shit. Like forever.
I watched 20 minutes of that Matt Damon MAGA movie where like Amanda Knox.
Stillwater. Hell yeah. I love that movie.
I didn't finish it.
Fair enough.
And then I watched, what did I watch? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan though. That's damn.
People, that movie, I think I fugued when I first saw it because I didn't remember anything. And then I was like, damn, like everyone's getting blown to bits in that movie.
The D-Day scene. When they
the D-Day scene is actually one of the greatest cinematic achievements of the 21st century. But like,
it was made in 1990. It's made in like, it is. But it's
the 20th century.
But it is also the 21st century.
Yeah. So it was right after all.
Yeah.
But like,
that was me mansplaining.
Truly.
It's amazing.
Like, people are just blowing their arms off and then crying and like picking up their blown off arms and like walking around. Everyone's getting blown to smithereens. People are getting crying for their mom. Set on fire. People are crying for their moms. And I also was just like, God, men. I came away, I was like, men really have it rough. Like, truly, I was like, I do respect that they will fight.
Yeah.
Back then, it was sexier. Now it's just like all drone war.
Yeah.
No one's getting really...
I mean...
I'm going to walk that back a little bit.
People still are getting blown to bits and traumatized.
I wish war upon no one.
Yeah.
But like, I understood. I walked out of that... I didn't walk out of the movie because I was still just crunched. But I was like, God, men are really doing manly things out there. And then I crunched even further, heard my like neck snap. Then I watched some of You've Got Mail because I was like, I had started that on another flight. And then I was like, well, I'll circle back to that.
I watched that on the flight to Miami in JetBlue Mint.
Love it.
No, Saving Private Ryan, that scene is like, horrific. Yeah, that one scene where the guy is just looking around, he just picks his arm up and he just trots off.
That was me trying to like board the plane. That's me post 6 hour flight crunched in coach. Yeah, and like everyone's dying in that
they
movie.
All die.
Yeah, almost all of them except for Edward Burns
and Matt Damon.
Edward Burns is a terrible actor, but he's so hot.
So fucking hot. God bless.
Unreal.
Sending my love to the Turlington Burns family. A gorgeous.
We love you guys.
He's so hot in that movie. And then that guy who always plays like a kind of meek guy who's like, he's like the translator.
Yeah, he lives, but he's also just a coward.
And then that guy, Tom Sizemore, is in it.
Tom Sizemore.
Great actor.
Fucking great actor. I was like, give this man needs a renaissance. Because he really went through it after that.
Didn't he like, wasn't he associated with like Heidi Fleiss?
I think so. He did a lot of bad things. He was a very like a Charlie Sheen vibe.
Yeah. I mean, he was in Heat, which I watched recently.
Yeah. That's on my list for revisiting.
He's like every 90s bad boy movie where like there's like a group of like grizzled criminals.
Gotta throw Sizemore in there.
Gotta have Sizemore.
Gotta get Sizemore.
Vin Diesel's in Saving Private Ryan, right?
Yeah, he's one of the first to go.
Oh shit. And then
once
Barry
they
Pepper.
Go on their mission. And Barry Pepper's so fucking hot.
He's the sniper.
He's a sniper.
Right?
He's I think I would love to be a sniper.
Like Big John.
Yeah, like Big John.
Snipers?
I think sniping would be probably my ideal. I wouldn't want to be like in the shit on the ground.
Sniping is like detached, but like also you have to be like a certain kind of.
I think I could snipe. I'm just saying.
You have to be like kind of
crazy.
Yeah, you have to be like a certain level of cold.
Yeah.
To just be like.
I can access sniper levels.
Damn. I would have died. I would immediately been.
You'd be throwing up on the D-Day boat.
Yeah, and I would immediately get my head and fall off into the drink. I would have drowned.
So many different kinds of ways to die in World War II. And even just when you think you're good, you're dead.
Tom Hanks was hot in that movie.
He's really hot.
He's really hot.
He is hot. And he, what range?
Truly. When did he like become... What a switch from being in like Splash, great movies, but being in comedies and then all of a sudden being in Philadelphia.
And it didn't seem like jarring. You know, some comedy actors, when they transition or they're it's time for them to get serious, you're like please, Jim Carrey. Stop. Yeah. Even like Kristen Wiig, sometimes you're like, please don't do this to us. Like, just keep the lols going. But with Hanks, probably easier for men, but like, he really just did that. She did that.
Yeah, he played gay.
Won't he do?
AIDS gay.
We need him to be in like a really harrowing something or the other again. He needs to stop doing these like dumb Apple TV shows.
Oh, I tried watching Finch.
He's always like doing something in space with like a robot.
Rita needs to stop.
Rita needs to slap some sense into him.
Rita needs to stop him. Get back into being her music videos.
Yeah.
Girls Night In.
I need more music from Rita and like a really disgusting role for Tom. Like, I want him to be in like Shame, the sequel.
I felt very Shame when I stayed at the Standard.
I was feeling just Shame from afar, knowing you were at the Standard, and it made me want to rewatch Shame.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do that this week.
I thought about it. That movie is
actually shameful, kind of. I love it. They're like, maybe the lowest you could possibly go is like going gay.
I know.
Getting your dick sucked
by probably some hot guy in like a...
Yeah, you're lucky. That looked fun.
Yeah, that part was a little...
I thought he was going to fuck his sister the whole time.
I thought they had fucked.
Yeah, I literally got it in my head from somewhere that like they end up fucking because they just can't help themselves. And that was the shame.
Well, I thought
kept waiting for that to happen. And then when that didn't happen, I was like, oh, that was shame.
I think at the end, she says something like, we're not bad people. Something bad just happened to us. I think that they were
molested.
Yeah, I think they were like molested together.
Yeah.
So I think that was like the whole.
He wasn't even that horny at the end of. I've seen way hornier people than him in that movie.
He's pretty horny.
I gotta revisit and then I'll tweak my horniness levels accordingly. But from what I remember,
he fingered some woman with her husband right there and then made her smell her cooch.
That's hot.
I know, but then her husband.
What did we start calling it again? Someone brought
trout snatch.
Not trout snatch.
That's what Sonia calls it. That was a reference to
our NY show, which will be posted as a bonus episode. Yeah. Don't worry. Wait, there was a cooter.
Cooter.
Remember, we were gonna bring back cooter.
He made
her smell her cooter juice,
and then he was like to her husband, like, smell your wife's cooter juice, and he punched him, and that's when he rock bottom.
That's when he had to rock bottom and say, I just need a beach from a man. Shame.
That was the one. I was like, this movie's very progressive and like going there with, but then I was like, wait, this feels weirdly puritanical.
Yeah, then it took a turn. It was like, no one's more shameful than the gays. Like, where do you go when you're sex obsessed and you just can't stop? You won't stop at anything to get a bloge. And it's like, I'll just take it to the gays. Suck my dick.
Take it to the eagle. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
They're having a good time.
And they thought you were too. That's why they sucked your dick.
I know. He could have done a lot more shameful.
Yeah. He could have fucked his sister.
I thought
it was going to be like, oh my God, they actually secretly love to fuck. And like, that was the shame.
That movie made me feel so equally turned on, but also so desperately sick.
Yeah. I can't wait to revisit.
The whole time I was like, I was like on the verge of retching the whole movie. But speaking of sex positive, kind of.
Guys,
it's back.
It's fucking back.
Just Like That has finally premiered on HBO, the first two episodes. There's spoilers
ahead.
They
dropped last night. Yeah, spoilers ahead.
If you haven't listened, turn it the fuck off.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing weekly, just sort of like round tables. First episode.
Just like a light discussion.
It's a shocking first episode.
Okay.
What'd you think about the opening?
Did you watch it today?
Yeah.
I watched it. Friend of Saving Sex in the City 3, Jodie Harsh, go listen to her episode. It's fucking incredible. Messaged me last night. She lives in fucking the UK and she was just watching it. And then I was like, well, I actually am just now going to stay up until 3 a.m. watching this show.
Wow.
I didn't mean to, but it just had to be done. And
was Tonya up with you?
Tonya was asleep. And he was asleep truly in the bed on his back with his head on the pillow, like snoring. I was like, my boyfriend. I go,
I need him.
I go, you're my Mr. Big. I said, you're my Big. You're my Mr. Big. And then I pulled the covers up to his little chin, and he slept while I watched. It was very cute.
You're like a Russian woman in the East Village.
Truly. I was like, you're my Mr. Big. Do
you're
not die.
John J. Preston.
Okay, wait.
Guys, okay, so again, spoilers ahead. If you haven't listened to it, just check on out.
Also, if you don't know this, you're not really a Sex and the City
fan.
And
they're also in
the Daily Mail's been saying this for like since August. So
guys,
get with the program.
Mr. Big.
Did.
He did that.
He
died.
Fucking did that.
By a Peloton.
Peloton death.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
I knew as soon as he was like, she was like, I'm going to go to this recital.
Yeah.
And I knew that he was going to die while like piano music played.
Wow.
I just knew. I could see it all.
He had like a kind of wistful look when he was smoking his cigar, and he kind of like, he like looked out, like he took a puff and then he sort of looked into the abyss, and I was like, he's going to die.
Yeah.
She didn't get to properly say bye to him.
But at least she gets to remember him going, just want to look at you. He basically Bradley Cooper stars burned her a little bit on the way out.
I just want to get another look at you. And he got to look at her one last time before he...
Okay, but why didn't she call the
Yeah, why didn't she immediately run to him?
Like, I kept being like, call 911, you bitch.
She just kind of... She stood there.
He was alive for a really long time.
He was alive for like an hour. She came home and he was literally like this. And she looked at him and she went... And then he immediately went...
But he then was... His arm was moving when she was holding him. So he was really alive for quite...
She like, went, John!
Slap him in the face and start some CPR. Call, at least call 911.
Yeah.
He Don't was taking, crawl into the shower.
No, with your little heels on.
With your little satin heels. Your little marriage heels.
They were getting... Was she wearing her blazer?
Yeah, she went fully clothed into their like walk-in shower.
No, but was she wearing her wedding outfit? Was that the...
It was her wedding shoes.
Oh, I thought she was also wearing the suit.
No, I don't know. Maybe that blazer was part of it. No, I think it was a more fitted blazer when they got hitched at City Hall.
And I... When Charlotte was immediately taking the blame, I was like, of course, this is so what Carrie would do. She would make you... It's like when Miranda felt bad that she said, you guys are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carrie kind of blamed it on her.
But I don't think Carrie blamed
Charlotte. No. But the fact that she assumed that just shows...
What it's like to be
a history. So let's just break it down. So that happens at the very end of the episode.
Yeah. But at the very beginning, they immediately explain Samantha's whereabouts, which I actually appreciated.
They immediately took us to a place of post-COVID. I want to live wherever the fuck they're living.
Yeah. I was like, COVID's truly over in their world. Not a mask to be found. Bitsy. They took it to a place of Bitsy.
Making jokes about it. Oh, I wish I could. I wish it was still. Miranda's like, I miss when you have to stand 6 feet apart.
I'm like, I don't. Do I? Wait. I don't miss that. I want to
live in a world,
where there's no COVID.
Well.
And now, thanks to Sex and the City, I do. It has ended COVID officially.
COVID's
Omicron, it's overshadowed Omicron.
Can I tell you something?
What?
One of our listeners who was at the show who came into the VIP,
mm-hmm.
He was a government analyst. And I asked him what he knew.
About Omicron?
And he said, let's just say it's good you guys did your tour now.
Okay, I don't like that.
You can cut
He's
that out.
He's a CIA plant.
Cut that out.
I'm not cutting it out.
But he went, let's just be glad you're doing it now. That's
well,
all
we have more dates coming up just announced. It better come. If it's going to come.
Better come now.
Just everyone get your booster. I'm not canceling anything. I'll literally do a show in a Petri dish.
Me too. No,
I'm literally
No, Laura, I'm doing my show. I'm just saying, I think he meant shit's coming.
It's always coming. It's been coming.
Yeah.
It's 2 years. It's been 84 years.
But anyway.
I can still smell the fresh
COVID. New York, I was like, take me there.
Yeah.
So there, it starts out with the three of them at brunch. Carrie's wearing like a little.
She's wearing a hat. Her hair is actually looking powerful.
I like Miranda's hair. Charlotte looks like. Le Voyage to the Moon. That silent film. I'm sorry. She looks like the face on the moon.
I'm really thrown by Charlotte's entire vibe. Like, she seems the most different and not, like, changed for the better.
No.
She's like...
Something's happened.
She's bizarre.
She's really fucking weird.
She's weird.
She can't... She
and
sounds
like
she's slurring.
Did it... like,
what happened during COVID?
What became of her?
I don't know. And it sounds like Samantha, so we find out Samantha and has had a falling out with all the girls because Carrie dropped her as a publicist, which I was like, such a dig.
Okay, but also, so Carrie dropped her as a publicist and then they had a falling out and Samantha moved to London and then never spoke to anyone again. And Carrie had a line where I truly was like, you are a cunt for this, where she goes, I mean, I guess I always thought I was more to her than just a paycheck.
Yeah, that was
a dig. I was like, you're a bitch for that.
She was digging Kim.
That was all like really meta Kim digs.
Oh, for sure.
But Kim. I also am obsessed that whether Kim wants to be in it or not, she's still in it.
She's a main character.
I would be like, you need to pay me for this. Do you think she at least gets like $5?
She probably gets some kind of... I mean, she's literally like actively in the show from afar.
She is the silent... An invisible character.
She's the silent
hovering
partner.
Over. She is the silent partner in Carrie's Buca de Beppo endeavor.
But Samantha has taken to London town, mm-hmm. which I was like, first mistake. Samantha Jones would never leave New York.
Yeah.
She left LA. She went to LA and hated it. She immediately came back. She's ride or die New York. Mm-hmm. I don't think she would go to Londres.
She's more of a New Yorker than those bitches are.
Yeah.
Miranda. Miranda and
Well,
Carrie.
We need to talk. I need to just bitch about
okay,
what
yeah.
they've done to Miranda.
So Samantha's gone.
Samantha's gone. And because she's had a falling out with Carrie.
She won't talk to anyone.
Which I was like, that's...
Seems weird. But also, I guess. You're like literally just using this as a way to be like, Kim's crazy.
I'm also
But
like,
also, Kim, come back. Like,
just fucking do it.
She has to.
Maybe it's coming.
I think it will come because truly the way that they're writing this and like they are being rude about her, but they're also very much keeping her in the mix. So like the door
the
is
texts.
Open. The texts.
Hey, London.
The flowers.
Hey, London lady. That killed me.
Did she say that to her?
In the second episode. We won't talk about it now.
Okay, but, yeah.
So... We explained COVID's over. Samantha's gone. It's just the three of them. They sit down for brunch. They see Bitsy
Von Muffling.
Who's Nathan Lane's husband. He died, I think, of COVID.
Yeah, he died either of it or during it. But we don't really get to that until like the next episode.
Bitsy
but
goes,
she's
did
single.
Samantha pass on? I don't know. And she goes, well, just with everything that's been happening the last year. She goes, I assume if someone's died, they just or someone's... out of the picture, they've passed on.
I love that. I like, that's a real jump. I guess, like, at her age, you must just assume that.
This is, like, 2025.
This is 2026, I would actually say.
COVID's completely over.
Like, has been over for at least, like, 6 months.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched. if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. So they're kind of getting used to like being maskless, you know, do we hug, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so the three of them sit down. Miranda's complaining about Brady having cum-filled condoms all over his floor. Brady's sexually active with his girlfriend.
He's like...
Which I was a little like, wait.
Okay, I understand letting your teenager... Or actually, no, I don't understand really letting your high schooler have their girlfriend over to spend the night.
They're like at one point banging so hard in the next room that like their frames...
Yeah, like they are like, and he's like plowing next to them. That's a lot.
That's a reach. Lily is trying to get into some like prestigious Manhattan School of Music.
Lily's a literal musical genius.
And she's also like weird.
She's weird, but it's like she's cool. Like she's I really cool. liked her. I was like, she's got a good head on her shoulders. I feel like she hates Rose, which I don't blame her for because I have to bitch about Rose.
Rose was also in Old, which I watched on the plane.
She was?
She played the daughter. Rose is Rose trans? Or is she?
No, she's just fucking annoying.
No, but I mean, is she like, is she going to be like non-binary? I feel like it's leading up to her like being queer with her
maybe
expression of herself.
Not great visibility for non-binary. Yeah. Not good non-binary representation with the Rose of it all, because she's been annoying since the day she was born.
Yeah.
Remember, she was always like bitching always and crying, and she, it was Lily that slapped
Lily,
the
look
paint.
What you've done.
Charlotte had to take to the pantry.
Lily was always that.
Charlotte motherhood changed her for the worse, I would venture to say.
Harry's in it.
Harry's like 45 pounds lighter.
It just feels...
They also don't feel like they're... They have no connection.
The whole show does not feel... It feels like it's like a weird impression. Like it just feels... It just starts
something... It's a neither world.
There is something very off.
You know what's off about it? Is there's no voiceover. There's always been... Carrie's always narrated... And that's like been part of the joke, I think, or at least it for the pacing, it keeps the pacing feeling the same. And without that, there's these like kind of silent moments of transition where normally you would have Carrie
being like, meanwhile in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Or Miranda being like,
Totally. That is like a really, she does it at the end, but it's like,
she says one thing at the end of every episode. She's going to be like, and just like that, I killed myself.
Just like that, I put my dog to sleep. Yeah. Or like, I'm confused.
Just like that, I smothered Miranda to death.
Oh no. So Carrie and Big are still rich. Carrie's
like, never been better.
Carrie's like on a popular pod, which is like a sort of round table. It's like Red Table vibes.
Okay, we need to talk about Carrie's podcast.
Okay, so Carrie's a supporting character on a podcast hosted by a non-binary person named Shay, who's played by Sarah Ramirez, who was on Grey's Anatomy. And in You've Got Mail, she played the checkout person.
Oh.
They played. I think Sarah is...
Wait, in Zabar's?
Yeah, when he's like, you can...
That won't slide the thing?
Get in another line.
Holy fuck.
That's Sarah Ramirez.
Wow, the range. So...
Great actor. I love them. But they're... This character is... I'm sorry, I immediately was... I went new. They're supposed to be...
I don't know.
Shay is supposed to be like a stand-up who like is frank about sex, but it's like very corny. And then she has another like a guy. So she has like
Bobby.
What's his name?
Is it Bobby Lee?
It's like a roundtable of perspectives from a non-binary queer person, a straight cisgender man, and a straight cisgender woman.
Yeah, it's Bobby Lee.
Right.
Which I was excited because I love him. Yeah. But like,
Shay, could they have gotten an actual comedian?
Is she not? Oh, I guess no. She's an actor.
She's like they're like a Broadway, which is fine. But like, could they have gotten like an actual like stand? Like I want
Sandra Bernhard.
Yeah. Or like some, just like have, there's tons of queer comedians that you could have had.
Who's that one that did Nanette? Wouldn't you get her?
Hannah.
Throw her in the mix.
Them.
Throw them in the mix.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Anyway, I mean, just... I'm just like, it's
someone.
I'm not an expert on comedying, but it is painful sometimes to watch an actor pretend to do stand up.
I mean, we had a Miss Maisel moment, and you know, I love that show. You know, I love my girls, but
you love Mrs. Maisel.
I love Mrs. Maisel. It's a secret truth of mine.
Why so secret? It's great.
Huge Maisel head, but I will say her comedy in the show is terrible.
Sometimes it's really funny.
I was watching. Yeah, when she took her tits out.
Yeah, that was incredible. And someone was peeing and she went like, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, her crowd work is great, but the jokes sometimes, they don't light me up in the way that I would love to lol. It's hard.
It was
Private Ryan era. It was a different era. But yeah, Shay, this podcast... Who listens to it?
Apparently a ton of...
Is it the most popular?
It's the most popular podcast in New York.
I was like, what must that be like to go to a Sirius studio with like...
I mean, some people have that.
Yeah, Sirius. But that's like radio. This was like... the
radio
level of production. I was also like, how much is Carrie getting paid for this podcast?
I think it's a leisure making, like, of love.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Carrie needs... I think she's made enough from her books and from Big.
Okay.
I think it's like...
This podcast truly made me want to rip my own ears out.
I'm assuming that this is the most popular podcast in history.
It rivaled... Is it in the Apple top?
It's like Joe 10? Rogan who? This podcast is like...
This podcast... We don't even... What's the name of this podcast?
There is no name of it. It's called And Just Like That.
It's called Podcast. Podcast.
It's called Roundtable. But it's literally... I'm assuming in this world, a queer, feminine-focused podcast is the most popular podcast in the world.
I love that for them.
Great.
Yeah. More power to them.
So Carrie...
Go off and pod.
So Shay and Bobby Lee are like very... I think his name's Jesse. They're like super, you know, crass and talk about like jerking off in public.
Yeah, and sex and...
fucking. And then Carrie, we find out, is like, she's become kind of a prude.
She's always been a little bit of a prude.
She's always been someone that fucks with her bra on.
Yeah, and Shay turns to her and she's like, what about you, Carrie? Like, do you... have you ever masturbated in public?
And she's like, blah, blah. She's like,
I like to plead the fifth. And she's like, if you consider Barney's in public, and everyone's like, what? And then Shay confronts her in the elevator after the show.
And lights like a crack.
Wait, I'm sorry. Shay is a pothead, which nothing wrong with that, but she doesn't vape. She literally pulls out a pipe filled like with a packed bowl and then uses a lighter to light it up and smokes it in an elevator. You can't do that.
Post-COVID, baby. This is like...
is this the 2026 you can just light up?
She's smoking crack.
She's toking a bowl. She's smoking salvia in the elevator.
What if she was smoking crank?
She might as well be. You can't do that. That would be like lighting a cigarette and smoking it in public. And you can't do that in an elevator. Like, that's like a smoke sensitive.
No, she's smoking glass. Like,
but like, I've never, and I've been a pot smoker for so long. Yeah. And an adult pot smoker.
You live in LA.
Yeah. Like, no one does that. No one smokes pot like that. Who approved this?
Someone. So Shay's like, Carrie, you better...
Shay's toking. She's toking hard. Ripping glass.
She says to Carrie, like, you better start being more slutty on the pod and like...
to engage in the conversation.
Basically, like, stop being so annoying and, like, standoffish, because the trolls are going to just, like, rip you apart for being, like, the prudish cisgender woman.
Yeah.
So Carrie's like...
step your pussy up, she said, which I love.
Yeah, I like that. They had moments where I thought they were...
yeah.
Lolling.
And then Carrie goes home and she really has to wonder what it means to like step her pussy game up. And honestly, the pussy was stepped up in this moment for me because she challenged.
I kind of liked it.
I loved it.
One of the last intimate act she and Big share together is her asking Big to
jerk it in front of her.
Jerk his old big hog in front of her. And he's like, all right. He's like, I'll go get the lube.
And then he did. And he lubed up that dick and then jerked it while she watched. And I was like, that's an old Lara Chenault specialty ask in the bedroom.
It.
I love that. I was glad to see them.
I thought it was like this
jerking.
I was like, all right, Carrie.
But then he grabbed her robe with his lube hands. And I was like, don't touch the robe with the lube.
He kind of like played it off a little and was like, oh my god, like pretending. And then he was like,
then they fucked.
Then he's like, all right, I need your puss. Yeah. And she was like, all right. But it was like, honestly,
that was cool.
It was a respect. It made me respect Carrie. I have to say, Carrie's less.
She's less like me and she's cool now.
The pandemic has chilled her. They've been listening to Todd Rundgren.
Mm-hmm. They've been listening to like a record every night.
Linda Ronstadt.
And she like will help him cook. She's very much like she's more engaged with the world and it seems like she's more sure of herself.
Yeah. And she's like on Instagram. She's taking photos. So like she's trying.
Yeah. She's doing the damn thing. And I really came away from this being like, Carrie's cool. Like I fuck with Carrie.
Yeah, I fuck with Carrie. I fuck with her asking her husband to like... beat his meaty kielbasa his old salty dog.
I like that
his fish
he
and
needed
chips.
Lube.
Yeah, good for him.
I think everyone needs more lube.
And you know, Big is...
he's just pulled that hog out. I wish that they had done like some sort of shadow work where he like pulled it out and it cast like a huge shadow on the wall.
Was his dick? 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Chris Noth is fucking hot.
He fucked her and it would come out of her mouth.
I want that. I want to go out of my ears. So they fuck. So they're cute. Miranda and Steve. Okay, Steve, by the way.
Steve is deaf.
Steve has 60% hearing loss in one ear and 40% in the other. He's like, there's something off with him. Not just his hearing. I don't know if it's like actually they're working it in from his...
but
I don't
even
think Steven's that old.
No.
They
and
make
he
like
has
like,
hearing aids, which I thought a hearing aid like fixed the problem.
But Steve is like, there's like something, he seems like kind of confused. And I'm like, does he have like early onset?
Oh my God, because his mom did.
Oh.
I'm going to fucking throw up.
It's
right going
to happen. He's still Alice-ing. He's going to be eating pizza out of the garbage.
I almost just like ripped my own vein open with my mouth and bled out for the rest of this pod. I can't.
It's
this is a they're in the shit. This is Saving Private Ryan, but and just like that.
What I think is gonna happen is Miranda's gonna fall in love with Shay.
Yeah, they're fully gonna scissor.
But like as Steve is like losing himself,
chomping some trash pizza.
There's something I'm like a little like Steve was always like whip smart. He was cute. He had a tight little ass, and now he's
and now
like,
he's still hot as fuck, but he's a little bit frayed.
I'm like, he's 54, maybe, this actor.
I'm freaked out. Alzheimer's is so awful and scary.
It's so scary. Because it could happen to anyone at the drop of a hat.
I know. And now we're going to have to watch Steve, the hottest man, truly turn into just like his old beer-swilling mother.
Miranda?
Miranda's going to have to like bathe him.
Okay, Miranda, guys... Miranda was my girl. She was like, for me, the definition, a pinnacle New Yorker, like
a native New Yorker.
But she was like an edgelord before it was like, she was like, didn't know fucks.
She was like spiky hair, spiky overalls. Hair,
like just wearing like a little velvet, like blossom hat, like just fucking doing it.
She was cool.
She was fucking cool and she didn't care. And she was so like, hardened and like just suspect,
cynical,
and now they've turned her into this like annoying bitch. I'm sorry to say that word, but like she, what happened to the Miranda that we love? This Miranda is she's left her
life beat it out of her.
She's left her corporate firm, which like okay, I get it. She's been like kind of.
She was radicalized by COVID and Black Lives Matter, and now she's like a social justice warrior. But
which
she's
like God
truly,
bless.
She is literally a white woman in a Facebook group level of like psychosis.
Well, she's taking a graduate master's degree at Columbia. Her teacher is this like renowned professor who happens to be black. And they have this like genuinely uncomfortable and I think well done.
Yeah.
Like loaded conversation with Miranda's like talking about her hair and like it's actually like interesting and like I think important to see that. And I think they did it, the actress who, what's her name, Nina, the woman who, what's the professor's name,
I can't remember.
She's great.
She's really good. And Miranda just like puts her foot in her mouth over and over in front of a bunch of like Gen Z people, and I love all the like hair color work that was happening in that class. I was like, this honestly insufferable class full of like pink hair and blue hair people, like get me out of here. But I love when Miranda misgendered that one blue hair and was like, you're quick to the pronouns, and then it was like you pissed off the wrong group of people.
But to me, Miranda wouldn't be this clueless.
I know, I thought that too.
I had this like weird where I was like, this is not her. I love Cynthia Nixon. I'm a ride or die. Like, I think she's such a fucking amazing actor. Miranda, I just feel like she wouldn't be this out of touch or this like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like she would just, I feel like she might be a little like, oh, well, I don't fucking know. Like, let me learn about it and then like be cool about it. I don't think she would be like, boo, 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 and well, like stumbling on herself.
Okay, so I didn't think that either, but then I think what they're doing is like Miranda has a serious drinking problem. I don't mean to laugh, but I really they're gonna take Miranda to a place of drinking. And there was an episode of Saving Sex in the City 3 where I think we got Miranda addicted to poppers, and I truly believe that influenced. I mean, Miranda's she's going to have a crushing realization of her own powerlessness over alcohol.
I mean, me and you predicted the return of Natasha.
Truly, I honestly feel like I've been doing psychic work for 3 years and that most of the audience has me to thank for single-handedly bringing back Sex and the City.
But Miranda just turned into this like almost parody of like neoliberalism of like well-intentioned white woman, but like who's being like coded and like racist and just like completely out of touch and fumbling on herself. And I think it's
hard.
Like, it's I think it's like important to see that, because I think it is like a very well done take on like, you can still be completely out of touch and like missing the point, even if you're like liberal and trying mm-hmm. and making a person of color feel uncomfortable. Like, you know, we've all had to like, us as white people have had to like reckon with that and try to, you know what I mean? But the way they're doing it, I'm just like, I don't buy this for Miranda.
But then I was thinking about how annoying she was on their Abu Dhabi trip. And yeah, I was this was the start. And then she was in season six, she was like pretty intense. Like, I feel like it makes sense. And I kind of enjoy the twist of it, because I feel like everyone, we all came to the collective realization that Miranda was truly the one. Like, post Sex and the City, it was like less about Carrie and more about Miranda. But now I like the writers and creators turning it and being like, oh, you thought we should all be Mirandas, huh? And like, now
yeah.
it's kind of like a fuck you to like us. The neoliberal fan base. So I'm into that troll. I'm into a reverse troll.
Miranda's like latent alcoholism, just like burgeoning.
I'm shook. She's shook by Miranda. A glass of Chablis, which is a true down by the docks of the river drunk drink.
Yeah, she's like
a full semen.
She's like a dock worker wino. Like
a Chablis wino
is like at going before
at her, 11 a.m. before her school,
her first day of school.
She's Requiem for a Dream.
She's headed there.
She and Steve are both, they are both two sides of the same Ellen Burstyn coin.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So that's happening. Charlotte's kind of like the same. She has her daughters. Her one daughter is
manic at all times.
Lily's a prodigy. She's cool, self-confident, like chill. And then her younger daughter,
Rose is annoying.
Is having
She's in a state of refusal at all times.
Yeah, she's like doesn't want to get dressed up. She wants to wear her own clothes, which is like she's like, I want to do it my way, which is her wearing like sneakers under a dress and like
wearing like a truly hideous, ugly outfit.
Wearing like an animal hat.
Okay, can I just say Anthony is killing me this season.
He's good.
He's so good.
It made me sad.
He goes, what is she wearing? She looks like a little Edie Beal.
Yeah, there's some good lines in this.
And then he goes, okay, so then they bring a new character named Lisa into the mix.
I love her.
That's like a friend of Charlotte's, like a fellow mom at the same, that sends her kids to the same school as Charlotte, and like they're really getting along and she's really fabulous. But I love at Lily's recital, she like walks in with her husband. She's really nervous because she knows her son is like not good at playing piano and that it's going to be a train wreck. And then Miranda has brought wine into the recital.
No, guys, we're not talking about like just like covert wine.
Wow, she is a fucking drunk. I didn't even clock like, wow.
She has a bottle of wine. It's not even like low key.
I was like, that's weird.
That's fucking weird. It's not like, yeah, there's a difference between like low key, like in like a Nalgene. She has a full bottle of wine.
A Nalgene would also throw me though.
No, but like she's not discreet about it. She's just drinking.
She's proud. She's a proud alcoholic.
If I were Charlotte and my child, I'd be like, can you wait at least till we're like out? Like we're not.
Yeah, like get out of here. You wait 2 hours. Like you don't need a drink right now.
You just see her like pouring. I'm like, we're at a child's piano.
So then Lisa comes in And she's like, can I get a glass of wine? She's always trying. She's always like, I want a French fry. I want a glass of wine. But she takes one and Anthony goes, yeah, give a glass of wine to Black Charlotte over there. It's like, I lolled hard at that.
And then her husband's really funny. Mm-hmm. Her
mother-in-law is like truly over her.
She's bunny vibes.
Yeah, I was really into that. Excited to see where that character goes.
Her husband is like, they're like, they both like want to black out so they don't have to see their son play, who's really like, cute.
Just truly flop with the piano, which brought me back to a place of like piano recitals when I was young and like.
Never did those.
Oof. Sometimes you're good and. Riding high in April, shot down in May vibes.
But it's very like the whole thing is like it's a little weird, and then it starts getting good at the end, and then of course, so Charlotte invites. She's Carrie's like, Big and I are gonna go out to our Hamptons house on Wednesday.
We're gonna drive out to the beach, she says,
and then Charlotte's like, oh, can't you go Friday? And I'm like, honestly, annoying that she's like,
yeah, also like. Stop.
She's like, can't you go Friday? Can't you come see? But I guess Lily is her goddaughter, I think, or something.
Lily's her goddaughter, and she actually is like shockingly good at piano.
I think that's actually her.
I know, and I think it's so too. And I was like,
so too.
I think it is so as well. And I had a whole new sense of respect for that actress.
Miranda's like drunk as fuck, being like,
she's fucking Beethoven.
Woo!
Woo! Steve's like sundowning. Sleepy Steve.
Brady and her.
Like Brady seems like neurodivergent.
What's wrong with him? Does he have like a sex addiction? Like him and they're not. This is not appropriate behavior.
No, you don't like plow next to your parents' room.
At a child's recital.
Oh yeah, they were also sucking face.
I would be like, not right now. I'm sorry. I would be like, I'm all about like your kids are gonna like let them do what they have to do.
Yeah,
but, like,
and make sure they're having safe sex and stuff. And like,
but I'd be like, this is inappropriate.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's uncomfortable.
Little horn dogs, please stop pawing at each other.
And he's like, don't sex shame me, mom. And I'm like, okay, I don't even think
that's not sex shaming. You're sex shaming yourself in this moment by acting like a fucking freak off the leash.
But I don't even think kids act like that.
No, I don't think so.
Kids
aren't having sex.
Yeah, Gen Z's like...
Gen Z's not drinking and not fucking.
Yeah.
They're just sternly watching everything. Bad, bad. They're going, how dare you?
Is this the bonus episode?
No, this is a real
episode. This is a real... Yeah, they're just like...
They're just real...
Calling the shots.
Yeah. God bless them.
Yelling at us.
They're just yelling at everyone and stomping their foot and having a little freak out. Love that.
Love them.
Enjoy your youth.
So Charlotte is like,
welcome to your 30s. They're coming.
That's you, Miranda.
Miranda,
and then meanwhile, Miranda's just been like alienating everyone in her class. She's terrorizing her professor. She's seeing her on the subway and like trying to
virtue signal in front of her. And her professor's like, please, like, get this woman away from me.
Then there's, like, this horrifying moment at the end where, like, someone in a Chucky mask, like, assaults
the professor. Was that in that first episode?
Oh, that's in the second episode.
Okay, we'll get there.
Damn.
More to come.
So then Carrie's like, all right. And then she invites Big, and Big's like, no, I've got a date with Allegra. And Allegra's his Peloton instructor. So Big's
addicted to Peloton.
He's taken up Peloton during COVID, and then Peloton...
It's his 1,000th ride.
Which ultimately leads to his demise.
And Allegra and her big naturals are going to wish him happy 1,000th. She's going to go, hey, Big Hog 29, like his screen name.
So that's what happens. You get on your 1,000th ride of Peloton, you die and your soul gets uploaded into the Peloton
abyss. Yeah. Peloton has you sign a contract with Peloton where they upload your consciousness just to Peloton headquarters.
And then Cody Rigsby and like some big natural Brazilian woman go, ooh, hey mama.
Ooh.
Hey slay bitch. That's Cody Rigsby.
And
So Big's
staying home to like smoke a cigar and go on his little Peloton ride.
Yeah, that was your first mistake. Maybe don't smoke a fucking Cuban
cigar. Yeah, maybe stop smoking cigars.
Before you
Peloton.
Ride.
But so while Lily is playing truly
an rapturous,
an incredible performance. Big is Pelotoning to hell and back and then has a heart attack as he's about to get in the shower.
Grips his heart.
But he lives through the entire rest of the performance and all he lives through Carrie even coming home. And she sees him breathing his final breath. He's still very much alive.
Yeah.
She didn't call 911.
He could have. His phone was right there.
It was wet, but also the new Apple phone, you can like basically throw it in a pool and it's fine.
Yeah. Also, that was a weird moment when Carrie was waiting for a cab and she just, it's like silent. You just hear her going,
That's like, I was like, where is the voiceover? Yeah. Like, where is it? She's gone silent.
No, it's not. All I say is for those who haven't watched, like, don't go into it expecting the old guard or like the old kind of vibe. Is it like sunny? I can't tell. No, it's not.
No.
Don't expect like the old energy. It's longer episodes.
Different. Yeah, the episodes are, how long are they?
They're like an hour, 45 minutes to an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
They move by fast. But I love it. Like, I
like it.
So happy to be back. And like, I'll take what I can get.
I'll take what I can get. I need Samantha.
I crave her. Give her whatever she wants. Like, sacrifice a literal child and bathe in its blood. Michael Patrick King, if that means Samantha will come back. Like,
I'm happy.
Give her the world.
Someone was tweeting, like, meet every demand.
Yeah.
Like, pay her more than SJP.
I want you to pay Kim Cattrall $20 million to come back for one episode. There is a price. That's the thing. If I was a billionaire, if I won the lottery and won $7 billion, I would
offer her a
billion. I would inject myself into and just like that and be like, look, I'm going to make you a $1 billion offer. Like, here's a bill and it's just for Kim. Please communicate to her.
Yeah, they really should. Like, I think the show, unfortunately,
we need her.
While I'm pleasantly surprised. I think it's pretty quick. It's good writing. The writers did a great job. It's just, it doesn't, you need Samantha.
I'm waiting.
She's the sex.
Every episode I'm waiting for her to like come strolling in.
She's the heart. She's like someone, I read a review saying she was the beating clitoris of the show.
Yeah. Why don't they do a bottle episode of just Samantha in London or just Samantha in New York without the girls? Like, there are ways to get a Samantha fix without how, like, let's get creative.
Also, spoiler alert, like, to her funeral, like, I don't, we can talk about it, but like, I don't buy that she wouldn't have at least called Carrie.
Yeah.
Just sending her flower. Like, she can't.
Also, she's not going to get, it's not like Carrie was her biggest client. She literally represented like a Brad Pitt level movie star.
It's the principal.
I know.
It's her pride.
That's it. You heard her pride.
That's show business, baby. But, you know,
She'll come back. I really do think she will.
I also have to say the outfits didn't bother me as much.
No, they were good. They were really good. They photograph on the street.
Poorly.
Poor. Piss poor.
It's beautifully shot.
But, like, it is beautifully shot. The fashion is good. I'm not mad at it. You pointed out a really wild...
But
art in Carrie and Big's apartment that I didn't notice.
They have
like Bed Bath and Beyond Manhattan skyline art.
They have art of the Chrysler Building, like on their big blown up like wall art from like Home Goods.
And it's like an IKEA, like IKEA's finest. I'm shaken by that.
They would never have that.
No, not in a million years.
We got to see a little bit of her closet.
I like her closet. We got to see her go, hello, lovers.
We got to see her go, at brunch.
Yeah. We got several moments of her going.
I was given a spoiler by someone who's seen
all of it.
More episodes. It's cataclysmic. I'm not going to tell you.
Wait, would it ruin it for me?
No, but I'll tell you off air.
Okay, wait, tell me now and we're just gonna have Jonathan beep it all out and really piss people off.
Big down.
Okay, wow. I knew that that was going to happen because I was like...
I mean, they were...
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Guys, what do you think Carrie just said? Put it in the comments. Yeah.
Let us know what you think. We will not have any slander, by the way. I will not accept any slander of how appearances of any of the women other than...
Other than the slander that you said.
That I said about...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
About...
The moon.
She does!
I mean, it's a really hard pill to swallow, and I think it's like...
No, but
I think it's some unfortunate plastic surgery choices.
She's still gorgeous.
I'm really also getting the sense that Kristen Davis knows that, and that is part of, like, the manic Charlotte performance.
But I will not accept any people making fun of SJP's appearance.
All the ladies, honestly, I'm like, you all look great.
Yeah, they all look great. Anyway, let us know what you think. And just like that, we'll be back.
We'll be back with another episode this week because there's two episodes out. Are they releasing two every week or just one?
I think just the just I hope two just to one. Really. I want to milk out. This thing.
Let's milk it. Ooh, I'm riding this. I'm riding it. Ooh,
yeah,
it's
I'm
a long
edging.
Dry hump all the way to the finish line. We know we have season two already.
Yeah.
I'm in it.
I wonder.
I would love for Shay to just be a one season character.
I wonder if they're
but
teeing
I
up.
I feel like maybe she might be a two season, especially once Steve has to go to the home.
I wonder if they're teeing up these characters to...
Don't.
Yeah.
To take over? No. Don't say that. What if they killed off everyone, though, I'd be like, that's fucking baller. That'd be Gamora style.
They all die in like a...
They die in 9/11. They die in a new 9/11. Oh, I'm just saying that would be fucking cool. That's anyway, the only thing I'll accept is if they truly Gamora style just kill off all the mains.
Anyway, let us know what you think.
Guys, I loved it.
I loved it too. We're fans.
Critics hate it. I just read on the Daily Mail that every critic was like
panning
a fucking
it.
Jealous hater. But well, you know what?
It's not for the critics. It's for the viewers.
It's for the fans. And I have yet to interact with one fan that's been like, I hated it. Literally everyone loves it across the board.
I think you can like lovingly troll it a little, but...
Oh, totally.
But I think there's a difference between like, I love it, but I will make fun of it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like... But I'm so grateful to Michael Patrick King, all the new writers.
Truly congrats to the whole team.
Congrats for
you
really
did that.
Doing it.
You really did it.
You did that?
They said it couldn't be done.
You guys fucking did that. I tip my hat to all of you and I bow down. And
I curtsy in your presence and I kiss the ring.
Thank you to the writers and the producers of And Just Like That.
Yeah.
And
thank you for podcast visibility.
And thank you.
We are out here.
Thank you to SJP.
Truly a million thank yous to one Sarah Jessica.
Thank you, Kristen Davis.
Thank you, Kristen Davis.
And of course,
thank you to her dermatologist.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia Nixon.
And thank you, Kim.
Oh my God, wait. We also didn't talk about, there's one last thing.
And just like that.
Stanford is a nightmare person.
I know.
He's really bad.
What's wrong with him? Like,
I think he just is like some, you know, some gays, they start out good and then they go south.
God, he played him so well.
I know. And now he's like truly like, I would not want to.
Is he going to
get? He's dead.
No. But is his character going to get?
Well, I don't.
Is he going to get like sent away? He's going to go to like rehab for being annoying.
Maybe they have like a hologram.
I'm like.
How are they going to
deal with that?
Are they going to also kill him? I swear, is everyone going to die? There's so many
questions.
Why
are they treating them all like they're elderly?
I also love how dark this is.
Why are they also treating them all like they're elderly?
They're literally
in their 50s.
Treating them all like they're 98 years old.
Is this like medieval times where people only live to like 60? Like, what the fuck? Did COVID in this world shoot everyone's lifespan?
It aged everyone.
No, but did it like lower the lives by like 20 years or something?
A lot of questions. Nary an answer to be found, but
more to come.
More to come.
Bye.
Bye.